Also in Berlin, six young Turkish women have been murdered over the past 5 months in so-called honor killings. Police believe the women were killed because they tried to step out of conservative roles assigned to them by their traditional families. Kyle James reports.
Hatun Suruçu was a vivacious young woman of 23. She was raising her 5-year-old son and studying to be an electrician. She'd run away from a marriage to a man from Turkey her parents had arranged when she was 16. And by all reports, she was enjoying her life of independence. But gunshots on a busy Berlin street cut that life short last month. It wasn't random violence. Police suspect Hatun was killed by her own brothers because in their eyes, their sister had brought shame upon the family. She had become too Western. The brothers have been arrested. Bilkay Unay is a reporter with the Turkish television company TRT. She covered the murder.
There's a high social pressure on traditional migrant families. Honor and virginity is very important for Turks, and they live in Germany, but they keep their own culture and traditions. Since the social pressure is that high, people tend to this just in order to stop the rumors in the neighborhood or in the family.
Suruçu's family wasn't new to Germany. Her father had come over from Turkey as a so-called guest worker in the 1960s. The murder attracted a lot of attention, especially after it was revealed that these kinds of very conservative attitudes about the role of women in the Muslim community aren't just limited to the older generation. Özcan Mutlu is a Berlin politician who represents a largely Turkish district.
In school, a teacher asked the children about this killing, and some of the youngsters said she deserved it because she lived like a German does. Holy cow, what does that mean? She lived like a German, and therefore she deserved to be killed. That is something we cannot allow.
Some young Turkish women who feel trapped within this traditional society call advice centers for youth, like this one in Berlin. They offer help and counseling and occasionally even assist girls to leave their families and go underground. That's how 18-year-old Destina escaped from her father. He regularly beat her and kept her as a virtual prisoner in her own home.
He doesn't want me to have contact to any other persons outside the family. Many Turkish families in Germany think that they have to lock their daughters up in their rooms and that then they will be a good Turkish girl. But I think that's not the right way.
She's been in hiding now for 4 months and says it's hard having no contact with her mother or her two younger sisters. But she says had she stayed, she would have likely been married off to a man from Turkey and continue to be forcibly isolated from what her father and many others in his community consider a decadent German society.
All the Turkish people live together and visit each other and don't have any contact to other German people. They just don't want to be a German family. And so they are much more strict.
In the immediate aftermath of the shooting of Hatun Suruçu, Germany's Muslim community was too silent for many. After some criticism, it did condemn the killing and said Islam does not condone crimes committed in the name of honor. Erin Ünsal is with Berlin's Turkish Federation.
There are many Islamic organizations here which don't approve of the lifestyle that Suruçu chose and which propagate very different values. They had to first think how their own communities would react if the condemnation came.
Statements like that have led to a new debate about Germany's attempts to integrate its one-time guest workers. It seems that even after 3 decades of life here, many immigrants and their children still cling to values completely foreign to the host society. For many Germans, that means integration has failed. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.